You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to, watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Carrie Lutz. Well, we've been telling you for years about common stock warrants. They can be a little tricky to find. The data, it's hard to find it in one spot, but my next guest literally wrote the book on common stock warrants, and he has a database of both resource and non-resource companies and their accompanying warrants, performance, et cetera. And as a bonus to all our FSN community members out there, he's going to give you six stocks that he's currently owning. I don't know what they are. He hasn't told me yet. No sponsorships here. Nobody's paying anybody for this. Dudley eats his own cooking. When he gives a recommendation, it's because he's buying it. And we really appreciate you coming on, Dudley. I know you're down south where everything is warm and nice. The weather is great. And hey, it's nice in Florida, a little on the chilly side this morning. We were in the 50s. For much of the country out there, that would be a great thing, but not so much for Florida. My neighbors had their parkas out, sweaters, scarves, gloves. I mean, I thought we were having a freeze. I thought we were having an Arctic blast in Florida. And I was just in my sweatshirt walking and no problem. But Dudley, it's always great to have you on the show. So,
It's great. It's always good to be with you, Carrie. And I know you've been a fan for many years and a subscriber as well. And we visited at some of the mining shows through the years, and it's always great to catch up. Yeah, I basically call home in Mexico, so I'm outside of Guadalajara, in the Lake Chapala area. I've still got some property in the United States, so I keep a toe in the water, but basically this is home for me and has been for roughly 23 years. So it's a great place to be. A lot of expats. We keep our nose clean, stay out of trouble, and just enjoy the good life of living in Mexico. We can basically drive to the beaches within 3, 4, 5 hours, Puerto Vallarta, Mazatlan, Manzanillo. So it's just a great accessible place to be. But yeah, back to the warrants. So I started way back in 2005. The service that I started was called Precious Metals Warrants. And it sounds so simple because my interest at the time was only in precious metals, the arena that in that given sector. And so when I started this, God, we may have only had 30, 40 warrants that were trading within this precious metals arena. And thank goodness it expanded and we had more and more. And it was a very successful business model. Then about 10 years ago, it just came to us that there's so many warrants trading in the United States on all kind of industries and sectors, from biotechs to pharmaceuticals to oil and gas to everything, is that we just took it to the next level. And so now our database and common stock warrants includes all of the warrants that are trading in the United States and in Canada. So with that, we're kind of watching all of these markets. And right now, I guess you'd say, who the hell knows where these markets are going? And if we made a firm statement today, we could be totally off base tomorrow. It seems like, basically in the morning, hours before the market opens, the TV goes on immediately, and I've got BNN Bloomberg coming out of Canada, and I watch all the pre-market activity, and they're talking to different analysts, and everybody is really cool folks and intelligent folks. And it's like, my God, one says this, one next one says that, or how the average individual is is supposed to play this is really challenging, especially at this given time. There's so many cross currents going on. And then with all these balloons flying over, all these balloons, will there even be a tomorrow? You know, so to worry about this stuff that the U.S. is shooting down. So what's going on?
Anyhow, yeah, what about those UFOs? Do we have a
UFOs? But whatever they are, I mean, it'll be nice to know once we know here. But no, my parameter is always looking out. My hot button, I guess, of investing has always been in this precious metal space. And so it all starts with the company. Why do you like the company? Do you know the management? Do you like the management? You know, insider buying, all kinds of different things. I'm one, whenever anybody mentions the name of a company, the first thing I do is go and look at the longest term chart that I can find on that company. Where is it trading at? And I'm a guy, I want to be in about as cheap as I can possibly be in. And that's why some of these companies I'm going to mention to you today are about as cheap as you're ever going to find. But yet, I think you've got great relative value, and you're going to make, potentially, we're all going to make a lot of money on these
trades.
That's
what we like to hear. And look, as Louis Rukeyser used to famously say, you know, he's at the time, Wall Street Week, the Rukeyser Report on PBS. And he used to say his prediction was that the market would tend to fluctuate.
Yes.
Right? And that's what it does. It fluctuates.
That's for sure. I think probably most of our listeners are probably involved in the precious metal sector, you know, interested in gold and silver and mining shares. I mean, there's probably more diversity now than maybe in the past, but there's a big core group that are interested in this sector. And right now, of course, we're all on the verge waiting for gold to really break out. Instead of breaking down as we've done the last week or so, we've really kind of broken down here. But no, we're holding, you know, I think we will continue to hold. When I did some charts yesterday and updates for subscribers, it looked like, you know, we've got some really strong support down at 1825 on gold. May not have to get there, but we don't have to go very far to get down to that given level. So I think we're just in a consolidation mode. We had one hell of a run from that 1650 bait late last year, ran up just shy of the 2000 again. And now just logical that we consolidate and then get ready for the next move up. So that's my overall view, is that gold will be going substantially higher, as will silver. It wouldn't matter. I mean, that's so important, because if I gave you the name of one stock or 10 stocks, if gold and silver don't go up substantially, what I'm going to tell you about would probably not be relevant. These probably little stocks would not go anywhere. It's going to take a nice rip-roaring market in gold and silver. It's going to take investors to get excited. And this happens periodically, you know, every 5 years, 8 years, whatever. And I think we're due for this big time. So with this said, into the background, I guess what I should, a little disclaimer, say I'm not saying these are firm recommendations. I'm saying these are stocks and warrants that I personally own. They are in my portfolio. If you are one of my gold subscribers, like Kerry is, or a lifetime subscriber, you personally get to see my portfolio. And you will see that all these shares or warrants are in that portfolio. And so that's kind of the disclaimer. If you like any of the stories that I'm going to tell you about, do your own due diligence and then step in the water. I think, to me, from a firm conviction, if somebody had X number of dollars, let's say whether that's $10,000, $50,000, $100,000, and if you wanted to divide that by six for these six names I'm going to give you, at equal distribution of those dollars. If only one of these six stories works out, you will still make money. If the other five go to zero, and they're not going to zero, because that's just not going to happen. No. But if only one of the six works out, as I think, it will be great. So that's kind of how I have my personal portfolio structured. I may own 40 to 50 different positions and warrants. Right now, there's a couple of other warrants that I'm trying to buy. I'm not going to mention the name because these are relatively new warrants to start trading. It's technically trading, but yet there's no liquidity. Mm-hmm. And one's in the uranium sector. These are in our database, so by the way. One is in the uranium sector. The other is a small gold producer. The warrants are virtually not trading at all. I've got stink bids in for like 2 cents. I'm basically on the bid. And but we've got probably over 4 years of life. Well, my God, 4 years, you know, that's incredible. So overall, I'm a guy that I'm bullish on the sector of the precious metals sector. And I think all these stories will make sense. I've kind of got them where the first one is a uranium company. And I may have mentioned this one to you previously, Curie. It's kind of coming in the back door to invest in the uranium sector. In my mind, with virtually little or no risk. So I'm gonna refer to some of my notes here so I don't miss anything, okay? So this first one is Mega Uranium. Now, some of the older listeners will remember that name from decades ago.
Yeah, that's
funny. And Mega went from nothing to, it rang the bell, I think, at $9 back in the early 2000s. It was a big exploration company back then. Well, right now, Mega is basically a holding company. Their largest position is NextGen Energy, which is NXE on the Toronto Exchange. They hold roughly between 19 and 20 million shares of NextGen, which is selling at over $6. So let's say 20 million. So they got roughly $120 million worth of NextGen stock. Okay. All the big guys all talk about NextGen. And so, and also in their, so what I give you the symbol, so it's actually MGA. So MGA.TO. This one trades on the Toronto Exchange. In the United States, you can find this at MGAFF. The latest trade in the Canadian market was like 23 and a half cents. As uranium goes up, as their equity portfolio of uranium stocks goes up, this should be, in my mind, easily a dollar stock. So let's just say five times, conservatively. I'm putting a personal target on this of $1 to $5. If the excitement comes back in to all this, precious metal sector, the whole commodity space, I think there will be, everything will end up being overvalued at some particular point here. And so I just see this one. This company has very little overhead because it's basically a holding company. And I love that. So now if you just, you just go to your favorite site, put in the symbol and go to the company's website, you'll see what I mean. They will show you the equity holdings and they will detail them out as to how many shares they own of these different companies. And I just look at this as a backdoor way of playing the uranium sector on the cheap here for pennies, literally. It's just for pennies. Wow. So that's one I really like. And I've got a feeling that most of these companies I'm mentioning here, our listeners will probably never have heard of any of them. And I say, to me, that's great. That's great, because hopefully they will be hearing about something here that that is brand new, and we'll encourage them to just go back and do your homework for a few minutes to research it if something sounds familiar. Another little company, it's a copper company, Lion Copper and Gold. This previously was called Quaterra Resources.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, this goes back, again, long, long time. I first learned of this company in the early 2000s from Lawrence Ralston. And so I've been in and out through the years. Bought it for pennies. I know I've sold it for upwards of $4. Right now, they have done a name change last year, and now it's Lion Copper and Gold. The symbol on the Venture Exchange is LEO, Leo. So LEO on the Venture, in the U.S. it'd be LCGMF. Last trade on the Venture was 10.5 cents. Now, there's a couple of properties in Nevada. So great location. Now, here's the intriguing thing. I've been on board with this for quite some time. Last year, I see the news. There's a unit of Rio Tinto that came in and did a joint venture on this property with Leo. And I'm thinking, what does Rio Tinto see? Why would a big company even be interested for any reason if they didn't see enough potential for them? What's it in it for them? And so I'm just intrigued with this story. And basically nobody, you know, nobody's following this. And but I'm intrigued. I mean, I was already on board with the story. I've got a really significant position. I've been waiting all along because I think this is easily going to be, let's say, from 10 cents, whether you say it's going to go to 50 cents, whether it's going to go to a dollar, going to go back to $4. I think easily we're going to get $1 to $2 out of this as this cycle picks up, as all the shares start picking up. And heaven forbid, I know they've just got advances from basically from Rio Tinto here of several millions of dollars. And we've got two drill programs that are getting ready to start this month on both of these properties here in Nevada. So I think it's really, really interesting stuff, but it's buried under the radar screen for the average Joe Blow. And I look at it penny stock. So in the United States, you can buy this thing for 8 cents. Holy shit. You know, buy a little, put it away. And because I just believe that this is going to happen. So,
yeah.
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Fury Gold Mines is a Canada-focused exploration and development company committed to aggressively growing its scalable high-grade gold assets with major drill campaigns planned across its 3.5 million ounce portfolio. Fury is led by a management team of proven explorers and developers with a track record of success in advancing and financing project development. Fury Gold Mines is well positioned to create value for investors with low-risk development growth and the potential for a new major discovery. Fury Gold Mines trades on the TSX and NYSE American under the ticker FURY. To learn more, go to furygoldmines.com. That's furygoldmines.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Again, that one just basically in the copper space and a cool. I still think, you know, $1 to $3 target range is quite reasonable, in my opinion. Now, I get overly aggressive here because I got big positions. I want to see all these positions become worth a fortune.
Yeah.
And in the right market environment, they will. We just haven't had that right market environment in some time. Number three on the list is a company that some of our listeners may know. It's Aris, A-R-I-S, Gold. Okay, Aris, last year did a merger with Grand Columbia Gold down in Colombia. And I previously owned shares in Grand Columbia or warrants in Grand Columbia. And then Aris came out, and then Aris had their own warrants, and then they merged. So now Aris is as a producer down in Columbia with all the big names that are in Vancouver. I mean, part of this management team. I mean, this is the guys that know what they're doing. And so they have really built an incredible team here. So Aris trades on the Toronto Exchange as ARIS. And then we have an ARIS WT dot A and dot B. So a warrant A and a warrant B. I always say you have to like the company first if you're going to look at warrants, okay? So obviously, I think Aris has got a lot of, is getting a lot of respect right now in the marketplace for the common because it, between the their production, knowing where we think the price of gold is going, you know, substantially higher. And I think the shares will be substantially higher, you know, a year or two from now. Then these warrants should work out. Now, both of the warrants, the warrant B is the old Grand Columbia warrant, and that's going to expire in April of 2024. So we're only looking at a shade over maybe 14 months, let's say. Mm-hmm. Okay. So normally that would be too soon for me to say step in. That is in the money, meaning that the shares are selling for over exercise price. So right now, if for every $1 that the share price goes up, the warrant's got to go up $1. So it's still great leverage. So yes, if the markets fall apart, Aris Gold drops from say $4.25 down to $2. Now we're back below exercise, and we could lose everything. So we got to make a decision. How firmly do you feel about where we're at today, and if gold's going up? Relatively soon. So I own both of these warrants. A nice position in both. The warrant A was already a warrant of Aris, and that goes out about another year. So we go out to July of 2025. So a little over 2 years. Exercise price of $5.50. It's a little higher exercise price, probably going to have great leverage. That one's selling in about 33 cents as we speak. And so I still think both of them are interesting. I'm looking at it myself that as a personal, if I had a choice, I'd like to say a year, 18 months from now, we're going to be seeing Aris Common at $15 to $20. Right now, it's in the low $4 range. The warrants are going to be substantially higher. I'd like to see that warrant A, you know, between $5 to $10, and now it's sitting at 33 cents. Holy shit. And the warrant B maybe up around $10. Will that happen? Well, only time will tell, but I'm on board. Okay. My feet are kind of planted in the sand, and I'm just waiting.
You put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah. Right? So the deal with some of these is to me, you know, a lot of people get caught up in the trading and don't have the patience to wait. I've kind of proven to myself, I guess, through the years is that I don't really fit well within the trading arena. You know, I don't have the mental psyche or whatever. It's like, geez, starts going against you now. Now, how are you going to protect yourself? Do we know we need a stop loss? Do you put the stop loss in? Sometimes you don't. But I've always, at the end of the day, been successful in picking these little low-priced mining companies and riding the cycle. And so this is what's fun for me. And yes, we can get caught up into this for a long period of time. With a long cycle being down. So it does take some patience. So, you know, maybe you don't bet the whole farm in this section, but allocate a nice portion because I think our timing is good right now to be in this. Now, here's one that I can swear that nobody's heard of before. I love the name, and it's called Silver Spruce Resources.
Never heard of it.
SSE on the venture, and SSEBF in the U.S. This is a 2 cents to 2.5 cents bid and ask. I've got a really nice position. I love the name. I came into it a year or so ago because the insiders were buying. These guys have got multiple properties in Canada and down in Mexico. And it's like, I'm just so friggin' intrigued. And I still can't believe it's selling as cheap as it is, but it is. Hmm. And I know probably a month or so ago, I came in on the U.S. side of the market. I just look at where's the best pricing. And picked up a couple of hundred thousand more, and I think it was a penny and a half, and just put it away. I said, you know, when silver starts rocking and rolling again, back to 30, back to 40, back to 50, then we start hitting new all-time highs. any company that's got silver in its friggin' name is probably going to be selling for a lot of money just because the excitement will come. And so I think this little 2 cent company at the moment, my personal target, and based on little to nothing other than just gut, okay, euphoria, et cetera. But I see, 50 cents to $2 from 2 cents. So intriguing, but do your own homework. Silver, Spruce Resources. The next one, Riverside Resources. This is what I call betting on the jockey. And I'm sure you know this individual as well, John Mark Stoddy. John Mark's been around for a while. Really, really nice guy. I've had the opportunity to visit with John Mark on numerous occasions, one-on-one. We've had dinner together I was invited to dinner with him, with some other analysts. Mm-hmm. And just a great, great guy. I think his education comes from Harvard. Makes you think, what the hell is he doing in this nasty business of mining? So it's like, but he is. And he's got an incredible database of all this, of the mining data, I think, particularly in Mexico. So he's an incredibly knowledgeable information individual. He's got numerous, and his company is what's called a project generator, meaning he owns the properties, they control the property, and then they farm them out. And other people spend their money to explore these. But Riverside can be found under the symbol RRI, on the Venture Exchange, and then in the U.S., RVSDF. So RVSDF. The last price, I think, on the Venture was like 13 cents. So just cheap. I mean, these things are unbelievable. You go to their website for Riverside Resources. John Mark's got several recent YouTube videos that he's done. He's incredibly bullish on copper. And several of their properties and joint ventures are in the copper arena, gold arena. I know they're sitting with roughly $8 million in cash, so you don't have to worry about them running out of money. So it's a very, very comfortable stock to own. I was able to come in, I think I came in right around the 10 and a half cents on the U.S. side. Was where I came in several weeks ago, and we're still just sitting right there as we speak. But really interesting company. You got to say great management. So, and again, just shooting from the hip, I'm saying we in a rip roaring market. That should be worth $1 to $3, just as things go crazy. The last one. I can't believe there's so much going on within one company. First Mining Gold. The symbol is FF on the Toronto. Last trade was like 19 and a half cents. In the U.S., it's FFMGF. It was about 15 cents. This, Keith Neumeyer, who founded First Majestic Silver, actually founded, First Mining Gold back in 2015, as a separate company. So it's really interesting, probably a little overlapping management, et cetera. And basically, they're in the development stage for two gold mines in Canada, as well as they've got so many other friggin' properties. It's unbelievable. They've got a lot of royalties that they've accumulated through the years. They're selling off some of the royalties, raising cash, so they don't have to continue diluting stock, et cetera. But just an incredible company that's sitting here. It kind of reminds me of the other fellow, Ross Beatty. Ross Beatty that founded Pan American Silver. So he's got his legacy in the silver, as well as he's now has Equinox Gold. So he's got two major companies now, and almost the same thing kind of with Keith, with First Majestic Silver, and now with First Mining Gold. He's got a big footprint in both sectors. And I just kind of, like that, and I like that story. But there's so much going on with this little First Mining Gold. again, I would have to just say this is going to be another dollar to $5 kind of stock coming down the road. And so just pretty cool. But again, the overall caveat was if always have more than one position, you know, where I've probably got too many. If I say I've got 40 to 50, there's definitely too many. But my top 20, top 25, I've got, let's say, a respectable amount of money in these. I only need one. So I've got varying amount of positions in some of these, and some I've got over a million shares. And so if this works out, you know, it's going to offset a lot of losers. But I love, I always call this a game. I love playing the game. Mm-hmm. We're in the mining space. It's intriguing. Gold and silver, copper, you know, all the other natural resources and everything. I think the opportunity is here for the average individual to get in on some really low price stocks that still have, in my mind, it sounds crazy to say a 2 cent stock that with limited risk, but I still say with limited risk. As long as we allocate our dollars out and be a little conservative from that standpoint, still are going all in on one position, I think it's going to turn out really well for all our listeners or anybody that follows any of these positions.
I'm inclined to agree with you, Dudley. Really appreciate it. Hey, if you could do me a big favor, send
yes.
me a PDF of that file or send me the list. I will hook it up to the podcast as well as to
okay.
the YouTube channel so everybody will be able to see it. And
okay.
That would just be great. Hey, been a longtime subscriber of Dudley's service. It's unique. There is no other service out there that I know of that actually accumulates every publicly traded common stock warrant in the U.S. and Canada. I don't know of any others. And makes it so easily searchable and easy to find these little nuggets. They're just hanging on the tree. The sector is so depressed. And the baby has literally been thrown out with the bathwater. So, like I say, none of those stocks are sponsors of either of us. Dudley doesn't even take sponsors. Purely there for your educational purposes. Tell us what you think. Send me an email, kl@carryletz.com. We'll share it with Dudley. And make sure you go over to the site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. You can download Dudley's list and sign up for our free newsletter. Dudley, thank you so much for coming on. Hey, we'll talk to you in a couple of months, but I have a feeling all hell's going to break loose. At that point, it'll be too late to buy these shares at any reasonable valuation or discount valuation like we see now. And
it can pop really fast, yes.
That's what happens. 90% of the move happens in 10% of the time.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be any different the next time around. Dudley, be well. Thanks so much.
Okay, good to be with you, Carrie.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.